And joining us this morning as part of an event that's going on at the Lorraine Palace, the Golden Crescent Chorus. Okay. Yeah. And let's talk with these are members of Huff and Puff.
Huff and Puff.
That we have here as well. And again, Barbershop Harmony going on there this coming Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7:30 at the Lorraine Palace Theater. Now, I got introduced to Tony. Tony, if you could introduce the other members of your group, I would appreciate that.
All right, I'm Tony. I sing lead. To my left is Bill, who sings tenor. Besides him is Kurt. He's our bass. And our baritone is Ray.
Gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning. Can you tell us a little bit about Huff and Puff? How long have you formed or been performing?
This group...
As of now, we're here about 4 years together. And we started out, what, six?
About 6 years.
Six years ago.
We've had several people in and out.
Worked in and out of different parts, and this is what we got.
Now, I assume that you gentlemen at different times have been maybe sung in different groups or performed barbershop harmonies throughout.
I used to sing with the Lyria Golden Crescent Chorus. Lyria Golden. See, now I did.
Of the
Cascade Chorus.
For 20 years. Uh-huh. So.
And I guess with barbershops, it just depends on if you got four guys who can kind of meet up at the same place to sing, because different life things occur and maybe issues that cause people to come in and go.
You got four parts, you're good to go.
We gather as a chorus at Tom's Country Place, and that's Monday evenings at 7:30.
Okay, and this event coming up, there's two programs, two and at 7:30. They say there's like 50. There's a large contingent of people that'll be performing. Is that it? Can you tell us about the performances?
This year, the chorus is a little less than it had been. We're probably going to have 35 to 40 on stage. We'll also then, from our chorus, have three quartets. We have some groups from high school that will be performing as well. And we have a guest quartet coming from New York.
Up All Night.
Up All Night.
That's the name of it.
How do you decide what songs to do, and so there's not a whole lot of duplication from one group to the next?
Well.
Or is there?
Sometimes it happens.
Interesting that you should say that, because we did not know until the last moment, for example, what one of the high school groups was going to do, and we, Huff and Puff, was asked to find a different song to sing for the program, precisely because that coordination lacked a little bit this year.
Right.
Were songs written longer ago specifically for this kind of singing, or do you adapt singing to, you know, obviously you can adapt it to more modern songs, but were songs back in the day written for this kind of presentation?
1890s. They took songs like anything from the 1890s and did it for the barbershop was set up in Missouri, in Kansas City, Missouri. And in the evening, one of the gentlemen was talking to a few other guys, and they said, why don't we go upstairs and sing some, just for fun? And this created what we are now. Only took the first year, they had guys coming in from everywhere around in Kansas City. And they just kept getting bigger and bigger, and then it went out to different states. Cleveland, Ohio chapter was one of the first chapters of barbershop in the country.
One thing that I'd like to say with regards to the style, and there are still folks today that want to not hear anything, say, more recent than 1940. Very strict, but then, okay, how are you going to keep folks coming in to maintain that style if you're not going to go with something over the last 70, 80 years? Now we have a lot more music in the society, Barbershop Harmony Society. We used to be this long Society for the Preservation and
Speb Squad.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm an honorary member of
Crockett. There you go. But nowadays you can hear a lot of Disney And we do a few songs that are doo-wop style.
Some of the more modern genre.
Right.
And then we sing old things like Sweet Adeline. So
it goes all over the classics, right.
I do want to mention, tying all of this, the proceeds from the program of our annual show go to subsidize some of the students in high school to spend a week down in Columbus at what's called Harmony Camp. Over the years, we, the Golden Crescent Chorus, have sent over 400 students in the effort to preserve the barbershop style.
What do you notice about the younger, the high school singers that obviously they're bringing a more youthful experience to it? Maybe their voices are maybe not as mature or as you know, strengthened as it could be for gentlemen like yourselves. But is there a growth of younger people continuing on with this type of harmony singing?
It's getting stronger. It was going downhill. Society decided a few years ago not to go into the high schools and pull them out of the high schools because they had so many things to go on to. But in the last 5 years, we've went back into the high school to teach them this, so where later on they would be, I know, I want to sing some of that kind of some music. And it's growing.
One of the things about that, my alma mater, Indiana University, is the home of Straight No Chaser, that about 5 years ago brought out a CD for the 12 Days of Christmas, and it caught fire. Of course, colleges around the country have always had glee clubs, men's choruses, but I think that spur of a few years ago definitely brought that
with the a cappella groups and knowing what you can do with a human voice to create sounds.
And right now, the best thing promoting barbershop style is none other than Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, really?
He has what do they call it? The something gals?
Ragtime gals,
Ragtime gals.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, and he now, does a great job.
Now, is barbershop harmony open to women to singing in that? Or?
Sweet Adelines.
Okay.
Sweet Adelines International.
All right.
For the women.
It's amazing, too.
There is a college right in the state of Ohio that teaches barbershop, and it's Bowling Green State University. One of the professors there liked barbershop, and he started with different years. And his classes got bigger and bigger, and he taught barbershop, and there were a lot of good quartets come out of Bowling Green because of that.
Now, is barbershop harmonies, quartet, is that a specific style? Is there something about it, the difference in just saying four-part harmony or something like that?
Yes, it's completely different than stuff they sing in church, things like that. You know, quartets that are in church, they have a different way of working. You're the music man. You know what the heck.
Well, it's a close harmony style, you know, and it uses a lot of sevenths and chord changes, you know, and slides and so forth, you know. So it's kind of a distinctive style. It's hard to define exactly.
You know it when you hear it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And they'll be hearing a lot of it coming up this Saturday at the Lorraine Palace again. The Golden Crescent Chorus annual 55th annual show. It's called Celebrate Harmony on Broadway. There's the 2:00 and the 7:30 performance. Well, we brought Huff and Puff up this morning, not to talk, but to sing.
Wow, that's the warm-up. Cloudy skies and 29 degrees. That was the warm-up. We caught them in action.
We got a little private performance there. They're warming up. They're doing a nice job getting. And I guess that's one of those things you come in from outside, 29 degrees or whatever, you kind of have to start singing. So like anything,
it took us by surprise.
You kind of get to warm you up a little bit. And get going. And I suppose everybody here has their flu shot. Not that I'm going to question, but you got to make sure that you're all healthy, especially your performance. The worst thing is when you call up and go, we have a show today, and you go, I don't think I'm going to get there.
Right.
And we determine that it's the tenor that sounds like the bass or somebody like that.
That happened at our tech rehearsal on Monday. One guy just did not have the voice. So I stepped into a familiar role.
Well, I suppose there's a little bit of that happening. There's a camaraderie between groups and people, and sometimes knows, you know, I can come in a pinch and help out.
I used to fill in for another quartet, too.
Well, why don't we share one of the performance, the song with our audience? You guys are all warmed up and tuned and ready to go.
Okay. We're going to sing you a newer one.
What was the name again?
A doo-wop song, and we're going to sing. Then we're going to sing you something that's older.
All right. Huff and Puff this morning.
Dum 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 dum.
Shoo-doop, shoo-be-doo. Shoo-doop, shoo-be-doo. Shoo-doop, shoo-be-doo. Shoo-doop, shoo-be-doo. In the still of the night, I held you tight, 'cause I love you so. Promise I never let you go in the still of the night.
In the still of the night.
I remember that night in May. The stars were bright above.
Probably as contemporary as you talk about, maybe you kind of get in some of those things.
Pretty much. Doo-wop song.
Or the doo-wop song, which is kind of a...
That was, it's a barbershop 19, style.
That was a 56.
50s,
And the other song you'd like to perform, if you could?
This is a little bit more classic. This is more of a traditional barbershop song. It's one of the old tunes.
Huff and Puff, this morning on WEOL.
In the evening, when I sit alone and dreaming of days gone by, long to me so dear, so dear. There's a picture that in fancy of appearing brings back the time, then I wonder where you are, my darling, and if your heart to me is still the same. For the sighing wind and nightingale are singing, are breathing only your own sweet name. Sweet Adeline, my Adeline.
night, dear hawk.
At night, dear hawk.
For you I pine.
For you I pine.
In all my dreams.
In all my dreams.
Your fair face beams.
Your fair face beams. You're the flower.
Joining us this morning. Yes, what's that?
Would you like one more? We'll sing one that everybody knows.
I've got time. We got time for one more. Okay. Sure.
How about
Coney Island?
No, to Light Rose.
Do you want to do Light Rose?
Yeah.
Light
Rose? Okay. Was that put out on the air?
Sure, we can do that. We can do that now.
I mean, did you do...
When you did it before, that was the warm-up.
That was
yes.
We weren't on air, though.
That's right. We just got the
right,
tail
okay.
end of it, so we gave him a taste.
Right. Okay. Try it again.
You want to do it?
And sure. We can encourage people to follow the bouncing ball and sing along at home as they do it this morning.
Hang on a second.
Yep.
Now here's my
a little startup problem here this morning.
Okay. I got to be up there.
Now here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, to get the sun back in my sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the chapel bells chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion, I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song, not fancy or fine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be mine, be mine. Light a rose, oh, won't you be
my rose?
Oh, light a rose, won't you be mine?
We enjoyed this morning performance from Huff and Puff joining us. Again, the performances will be at this Saturday, 2 o'clock and 7:30 at the Lorraine Palace. The Golden Crescent Chorus, their 55th annual show this time around. Celebrate harmony on Broadway. And as you're coming in for the show, you'll be hearing the Mighty Wurlitzer at the Palace being performed, played as well. But a lot of groups performing. We encourage you to come out. And if you'd like to go, I do have a pair of tickets. We'll give them away to call number 3 at 322-0930 or 246-0930. Caller 3 picking up a pair of tickets. And, of course, you can contact the Lorraine Palace box office for all the tickets and details for this Saturday performance. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
We love being serenaded here on the morning show.